All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, 5 o'clock, good to have you with us. Quickly, I'll get you the Dan Campbell audio. You can tell me what you think of it. I think there's a little bit of foreshadowing, but news of the day, Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million. Right. Panay Sewell, it was like an hour later, 4 years, $112 million.
But wait, there's more.
And an hour after that, Adam Schefter telling you, yeah, there's no Goff deal, and right, they're not close. I don't think we've faced – I think – we haven't faced anything that Doug and Scott faced. There were a lot of people that were nitpicking the Amon-Ra deal, complaining about it. I thought it was pure idiocy. And if you want to hear a more angry approach, Odyssey.com Rewind. We haven't faced that.
I think maybe we educated the people. Maybe we showed, because, Mike, for the Lions fans, the initial reaction, the knee-jerk reaction was, wow, this just a lot of money, and we're not used to paying these types of people, and is this person worth it? Relax, calm down. You're a good team. Good teams pay their cornerstone players. That's what you just did. You just took care of them for the next few years. You don't have to worry about them. They're locked in. So now when the price keeps going up and up and up, they've already been taken care of. Lions fans, initially not used to it. Remember, we joked about the new money thing, but it takes some time to get used to a new situation, and that's where the Lions are right now. So I'd like to think they got educated and realized, you know what, you're right. There's no need to panic. This is what good teams do. And, yeah, I keep forgetting. We're a good team now.
And, again, the Amon-Ra thing, like, yes, there's a personal level to it. He's my favorite player in town. He embodies exactly what the hell we want out of our athletes. And while a great number of athletes are degenerates and dirtbags, he ain't one of them. He shows up to work. He gives you an honest day's effort. He never complains. He never cries. He just produces. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled that we have a guy like that here, because that's what this town is. And I'm thrilled to pay him. And I've been saying for months, it's $4 at $120 million. No, it's too much money. Really? Tyreek Hill makes it. Lord knows that dude can't keep it in his pants. This whole thing.
But because he's not a diva.
Right. My whole point is there's no diva about him. It's all work. It's what you build your culture around. I'm thrilled to pay that dude. And second of all, Panay Sewell's the best tackle in football. Now, if you want to take a negative out of that, it's cool. You better enjoy Taylor Decker's last season with the team. Because there's no way you're paying Panay Sewell that level of money.
Right.
And then you're going to be able to afford or bother with Taylor Decker. You're not going to keep Sewell at right tackle. You'll move him to left. But look, there's no negatives here. They're all in to go and win a Super Bowl. And you just have your left tackle, who's the best tackle in football. He's going to be a Lion in his prime. You have Amon-Ra. It's the Goff piece. We got to wait and see. But the idea that Schefter said they're not close, I just kind of was like, what? So let me also play this Dan Campbell audio.
Okay.
And I'll throw the number out, and people can do whatever the hell they want to do. 248-539-9797. He talked with the morning show, and it was the idea of, I think John asked him the question. He goes, what about trading out of the first round? You know, you're at home, you're in Detroit, fan disappointment, however John phrased it. So here's an interesting thing. And, again, it's not Brad Holmes saying it, but Joe Shane, the GM of the Giants, publicly said something that I don't think is very bright, but so be it. Joe Shane said, I only have 15 players with a first-round grade in this draft. Now, that has nothing to do with Brad Holmes. Brad Holmes could tell you he's got 30. The point I'm making is, if the Lions player is not there, I absolutely believe Dan Campbell's telling you the truth. If a player they want is not there, they are not going to just take the next best. They're gone. Mm-hmm. There's very good odds with everyone coming downtown tomorrow, this team doesn't pick.
Mm-hmm. Or, you know what? Very similar, Mike. We still have five of the players that we want and our picks coming up. Call me, and if I can still get in the range of three of those players, I'll make a deal and grab two instead of just getting one.
Yeah.
I think that's where they are.
And again, I'm not ice cold about it. I want nothing more than for this place to be packed tomorrow and fans be having a good time and the team trades up and they draft a sizzle player.
Because I think they probably have one circle or one or two circle players, like almost like the movie Draft Day. This guy, no matter what.
Vontae Mack.
Yeah, Vontae Mack, no matter what. But if Vontae Mack got selected, then you move on, and now we can play the game.
I'd like to know from the people, though. Are you prepared for this team not to draft in the first round tomorrow night? And again, it's easy for me to be unemotional about it. I've just done this for too long. I'm too jaded.
Right.
But if you're like one of our coworkers, he's taking his pops down there tomorrow night. He's going to have a great time. It's going to be a little bit of a bummer to wait out there all night and this team doesn't pick.
Right.
But they're not beholden to that. They got to do what's right for the organization.
Well, see, I got to think, realistically speaking, by the time that they find out that the Lions aren't going to make a pick, most of the fans are going to be feeling great.
Oh.
Because it's going to be about 11:30 at night. They've been drinking all day long.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to care that much.
Yeah.
Like, but, what? No? Okay.
But fine. Here's the question. Does today's contracts alter where you think they go at 29 or how they approach it? It is interesting.
Yeah.
When you put Amon-Ra and Penei Sewell together, we make an assumption that I don't feel like it's wrong to assume Jared Goff will eventually get a deal. You are going to be looking at about 40% or 45% of the salary cap. Maybe they do move down. Maybe they do fill depth holes. I mean, the one thing we can say, I said it yesterday, so I can't run from it now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I think you're replacing the whole interior of this offensive line next year. Zeitler's on a one-year deal. He's gone. Mm-hmm. Ragnow almost retired this year. And Glasgow is a short-term move. Mm-hmm. Now factor in, you signed Penei Sewell. There's a very good chance that Taylor Decker is certainly in the twilight of his time with the Lions. Don't know if it's going to be 1 year, maybe two. But the point is,
you can see at least three pieces of that offensive line.
And that's where I look at 29, and I've been wanting an offensive lineman all offseason. Is that?
But see, I look at it a different way. I look at it as this is where you start to aggressively, especially if the quarterbacks are still sitting there. If Penix and Bo Nix are still there, you know somebody's going to say we still need a QB.
I'm personally calling Brad Holmes to move up to get Penix.
And now you get two extra picks, but you could take two linemen.
Here's what I need you to do. I need you to call Brad and tell him to take advantage of the Giants. We can all walk away happy.
I think Brad already knows
Take advantage of my team, please.
I think Brad
I
knows
can walk
that.
Out with a quarterback. You get a bunch of picks.
No, here's why. Because other than the little hints that they both thrown out on the radio, they're not talking about it. And as I've always said, when teams don't talk about something, those are the teams that actually do something.
Yeah. And it would be interesting, too, is, you know, you dealt one of your top 100 picks to get Carlton Davis. A trade down, in essence, puts you back to square one by moving from 29 to, call it 40, call it 38. What I wouldn't do is move from 29 to 50.
No.
29 to 58. You still want to stay in a range where there are guys that have that borderline first-round grade. No, but Rico, you're right. Maybe it would put you back in a spot of having four top 100 picks.
Right. So that's when you look at, okay, is there a run on wide receivers all of a sudden? Maybe Carolina wants to jump in there and pick at 29 rather than picking at 33. Is there, you know, a quarterback that's there? Like I said, your Giants or somebody on the team is just like, you know, the Raiders, we got to get a QB. You know what? Let's make the trade and go get that. That's when you take advantage of it. You bring in more people because I think it's essential because you've just spent so much money. In order for this to work, you need to have a bunch of players that you can control their salary. Those are the people on their rookie contracts.
Yeah.
So if you could bring in six people out of this draft that will be in the two deep that you can control for the next 4 years.
Hell, bring in three guys.
No, but
fans are getting spoiled with this routine where every pick works out.
No, and that's why I said six, because if you end up with like 10 or 11 picks, that's a little over half that are in your two deep.
Yeah.
Now that's how you play this game, that you can pay your star players, but you're still winning because the guys who aren't making as much money are hungry because they know if I go out and show out, I'm going to be that star player one day.
248-539-9797. We will get the people. You want to rap about the deals? We can. What do you make of the Schefter report? They are not close with Goff. And then certainly the Dan Campbell sound. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I'm going to feel bad for fans if they don't pick. But I think we can all agree, you wake up Saturday morning, you got picks to make. Like it's they got to do what's right. There's a bigger picture here. And it sounds like.
Well, yeah, I mean, I
sounds just like moving down might be the move.
If you move down, it just means that Friday night becomes even more special. You don't have to get up to go to work the next day. And you can hang out here and celebrate, you know, a bunch of picks in the second and third round.
If you're awake for it. All right. David, how about some ticket text, my man? What do we got? What are people saying?
I love this one. I've watched enough top first round picks to last me a lifetime. I'm ready to watch February football. No one can say let Brad cook, then get salty over trading down. I'm just fine if they decide to trade down. With the surprising... I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. I'm just so confused by people. It's like we need to start putting trigger warnings out there for people when you even invoke a discussion about what the team's going to do. Who the hell's salty?
He's not talking about you. He's not talking about you.
No, I know. But I'm saying if people drive downtown and they make a day of it and you're all amped up and you finally get to pick 29 and then the team goes, fooled you, man, that's a bummer for people. I don't think they're salty. I think it's okay to be bummed out.
If we are losing multiple parts of the offensive line, yes, you take Jackson Powers Johnson or Zinter, and yes, trade down to maybe get one of them, Tom in Flat Rock. Someone else says, with the surprising contract for Sewell, I really think O-line is going to be the first pick, and you can get guys like BB Mike later.
Oh, my
you
man.
Can trade down.
Cooper BB, that's my guy. I mean, it would be awesome because he's another one of these Amon-Ra type dudes. There's no drama. There's no nonsense. The dude didn't skip the bowl game because he wanted to go out a winner, play with his brothers one more time. He's played every position on the line. He's a brawler, physical, tough, very Ragnow-esque in that regard. Like, he is a lion-type guy. I have no idea how they value him. They may hate his guts. I just know I really enjoyed watching him in college. And I respect it in a day and age where kids are basically pimping schools every week for more money. BB just went to work. And when he had an opportunity to leave, didn't. And when he could have skipped the bowl game, didn't. There's just a throwback mentality to him. I think he'd fit in awesome here. But again, they may view him like a cat and a dog. I'm just telling you, hey, I like him.
Last year, Brad said they had 14 guys with a first round grade and they drafted four of them. So you don't have to trade up to get the guys that you have first round grade on. You can trade back.
Yep.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.